Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher.
We're talking Electric Avenue. And trying to bring you hope this particular Easter Passover weekend. Regardless of the news that you're dwelling on all week long, you can always tune in Saturday morning to Rosie on the House and have your spirits lifted and your anxiety melted away. That's our job. That's what we do to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We're talking electric rates right now. We have been for the last hour and a half. And we'll be wrapping up the last half hour of the same thing, trying to help people save money on the number one thing that you've got to buy every single month, electricity, and easy ways that you can save on that one thing. Let's see if we can go to Mike right now, who'd like to talk about, I think, the utility companies in general. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Rosie. How are you?
Super fantastic.
Great. I listen to your show all the time, and this show really did kind of spark my interest because I've thought about this a lot, and I see the utility companies a lot. And I tell you, if people really think about the reliability and the instant service that utility companies give us as value, that's probably the biggest value for our dollar of anything we buy. I mean, when you think about the infrastructure that they've had to build throughout the United States, and let's just take Arizona, it's incredible how well that's built, how well it's maintained, how reliable it is. And we, like you said, just try turning off the switch and see how you live without it. The safety of these companies is incredible. If you see what SRP and APS do in safety, just their response for safety to all of us, it is an unbelievable driving force in these companies. And they're constantly making efforts, honestly, to keep the cost down, to save us money. The utility companies, because of that, it enables growth in our whole state. We're able to grow as an economy here because we have a great utility system.
Great perspective, Mike. And you don't even work for one of the utility companies, right?
No, I don't. I do not work for a utility company. And when you think about it, they how many companies actually are striving to help you reduce your costs by showing you different plans and showing you how to work out around it? How many companies are constantly striving to improve their carbon footprint? I think these power plants are cleaner now than they've ever been. They're constantly making them cleaner. They've got quick start gas power plants right now that are reducing the carbon footprint. They've got nuclear, unbelievable thing. But I'd like to go to one other thing. And
okay, real quick.
Because I hear this from somebody else on the television, on TV, on the radio. People don't think about this solar. Nobody really knows what the life of these solar panels that's going on these roofs. And all these solar panels that go on the roofs, they begin to degrade after a certain amount of time. They don't return the same amount of electricity 5 years from now that they do when you put it on the roof. When you have to have your roof fixed, you've got to remove it, take it off, put it back on. They're susceptible to damage, and people are signing big leases. And I'm honest, I don't work for either one, but I just see this going on. I don't think people really understand the residual cost of this solar on the roof. I just don't.
Excellent, Mike.
If you balance that against these utility companies, I don't think it's any contest.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate the input. And that those are all considerations you have to make in dealing with solar. And people get the mistaken impression, I'm against solar. I'm not against solar. It won't pay for me to install solar on my existing home. But my home is an ongoing experiment. I mean, my home, over the 30 years I've been in there, you compared it to a Yeti cooler. I mean, my home is like a Canyon cooler. It's built specifically with things that make it so much more energy efficient than the average home. I can experiment with it all I want and have a lot of fun with it. But when I build Jennifer a new home, it will have solar on it. I am not against solar. I just think there are applications for it, and my new home will be one of those applications.
And like he said, with roofing tiles and the quality of your roof on top of it, how does that all incorporate? So what the master plan for our property is, when we go to the next set of upgrades, the roof, you've been to a parking lot that's all solar panels.
You betcha, bud.
Fry's has done it a lot. Churches.
Bethany
I've
Bible
seen
Church,
a lot of them. Yeah. Schools.
Bashes.
So that type of roofing system is going to be what is over the horses.
Perfect. That's the perfect place for it.
You know, it will be completely paneled, and it'll power the house and the garage. And, you know, he was talking about the declining efficiency of it. Well, I mean, it's like anything man-made. You got to replace it at some point. Doesn't mean I'm not going to have a car because it's going to break one day.
And it gets less efficient as the engine gets older. That's true. But those are all things that need to be considered that aren't very, by some of the disreputable solar companies up there, they don't bring that out. Now, the Rosie certified solar companies will talk you through all those ramifications. That's why, when it's time to touch your home, it's time to start at RosieOnTheHouse.com.